when I'm thinking of you, my love, I feel like anything is possible. When you're back in my arms again, I know that we will be unstoppable.
Heidi and Frank show. That's Keaton Simons right there singing. Oh, look at that voice.
Beautiful. Voice of an angel.
Is that from your new album?
No, that's an old tune.
That's one of the older tunes? Because you have a new album coming out, right? Beautiful Pain?
I have a new album. It came out last year, Beautiful Pain album. Working on a new album now. Does not yet have a title.
Okay.
Or has yet to be recorded.
How do you figure out that you just do the whole thing?
Yeah.
And then you go, what should I call it?
Well, kind of. It depends. I mean, it's hard to come up with good album title names.
You're writing a song, have you ever had a good title of a song and then not had a song and then you just because of the title you write around that?
Definitely.
You do it that way.
Oh, yeah. No, lots of people do that actually. Like, okay. I know a lot of songwriters who just have books and books filled with song titles.
Well, I feel like I could come up with a song title. I couldn't write the rest of it, but
He once wrote a song of a personalized license plate. He was following a guy in the 405 and was like, yeah, that's a song right there.
When I was making when I was making the record that song Unstoppable is on, my friend Josh Kelly came in to the studio I was working in and saw the producer I was working with has a Grammy and there was dust on it. And he said, oh, dust on my Grammy. Dust on my Grammy. You need to write that song.
We've done that in here, though. We had a topic like, that's a country song. Eric, write it.
That is funny.
I'm
drinking you sexy.
Drinking you sexy.
Oh, that's brilliant.
There you go.
That'd be bro country. We just write the title of the song.
Well, we need to hang.
That's a great title.
I'll write the song. You guys come up with the title.
I'm going to drink you sexy. I think that's what it was. Yes. Did you ever write that? Or Fisted by an Angel? Yeah. Did you ever write that one?
Oh, that's rough, dude.
I did write Fisted by an Angel.
That's
See, he's a professional.
Right, see, that's exactly. How you get
that's
it done.
I mean. Yeah, that's why, you can, that's you why he makes albums when you don't. Eric Roberts, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, pal.
Thank you for stopping by because you said you just flew, did you fly overnight from Mexico to get here?
I walked.
Walked.
Oh, yeah.
Of course I did.
Through the desert. With a bunch of others.
Frank, you look at him. You look like you could walk. Guns. Oh, what are you doing? I mean, you're always fit, but my God, what are you doing? HGH?
Steroids.
We were talking about that the other day. We're like, we got to get on some of that stuff.
No, but you can't joke around about this stuff because people think you're serious.
Yeah.
But
Eric Roberts admitted to using steroids.
Let me give you one new quotation, and I'll let you decide who it is, and then we'll get back to business.
Okay.
If I had known about human growth hormone, I'd have never done steroids. Moving on.
Moving right along.
Like before we start this, I have to say hi to my nephew and
to your cousin Louis Lab.
To Louis Lab, he is Heidi and Frank's biggest fan.
Really?
Listen to you guys every day.
Aw, hey Louis.
Hey Louis, love you, Louis.
We love you, buddy.
Louis didn't want to get up early and come with you?
No, he's
16. He's in the radio. He's on the radio right now.
How old is Louis?
Don't know.
16.
Oh, 16 years old.
16.
Okay.
All right. Well, Louis, Sammy's going to give you a hand job before
it's a jar
opening
right, of course.
Device.
Yeah.
I need a handjob.com. You know those like rubber things that help you open the jars that are hard to like the pickles?
They call
every
those
good man
jobs?
Can use one of those.
I know. Yeah. He was very excited for a second, then completely disappointed after hearing what it was. He's like, oh.
I don't really have
that
much trouble opening jars. I'm 16. It's not a problem.
So you were listening to the show earlier this morning when we were talking about the sexual position that's most dangerous, and you heard the part where, my penis popped like a knuckle once.
Yeah.
Keaton,
I've experienced that, yes. Yeah, it's extremely frightening. I mean, I was like, everything was fine.
Do you feel it or you just hear it?
No, you feel it too.
You
hear something like that, you're gonna feel it.
Yeah,
it wasn't quite like a knuckle crack, but it was like, there was a thing that happened. I'm sure that's happened to a lot of people. Nobody else in here?
Eric?
I can always crack my penis.
Okay, well,
you can always you can do it right now.
Well, if it was aroused, I can crack my penis.
Okay, there you go.
Eric Roberts is here. How are you not aroused?
Everybody's excited. How do you crack it?
You sort of hold the base and put your palm on the top, and you just crack.
Whoa!
Why would you do that?
Yes, I do that in the morning. It's what I do in the morning.
Like
when
people crack their neck, they're like, oh, crack, crack, crack.
You pop their back, a little bit. I'm ready for work.
Or like a piano player cracking their knuckles before they
Oh my God.
I crack my penis before I have sex.
had no idea all this was happening with penises.
I gotta learn to do that so I can do it in the sauna with my guys.
Wow.
That is so weird.
You guys want to see something? No. Okay. Also on the show this morning, I asked everyone like how much money they had in their pocket. We pulled it out and see if we could match. And unfortunately, somebody did match, and so they won all of our money.
Yeah.
How much money you guys got in your pocket right now?
Wait, are we
cash
betting
wise?
All of our money? You know,
cash-wise.
I left my wallet in the green room. So I am
smart.
Currently packing $0.
You probably got some pesos in your pocket, right?
I'm packing zero too, man.
But
yeah.
I got a couple, maybe I got like...
See, that's how you know when you made it
wallet,
when you're
just in case.
Big superstars like you guys is that you don't have to carry money because people just buy you stuff.
Yeah,
you probably walk in and people just buy you stuff.
I was told in 1976 by Doug Kenny, he wrote Animal House, that a real successful man only carries an American Express, dude.
There you go.
And his car key.
That was back in the day. It's not even going to be that anymore. It's just going to be
It'll be like a chip in your eyeball. Mm-hmm. It's like
on my phone, I use my, my
Apple Pay and mm-hmm. all other good stuff.
That's
yeah,
so
it's
great.
Getting crazy.
Mm-hmm. I love that stuff.
Me too.
We also talked about the woman who lived in Walmart for 2 days and they finally discovered her and kicked her out. But if there was a store that you could live in, the rest of your life, what store would it be?
What would it be? For me, it would be some sort of music. So probably
Guitar Center
or something like that, yeah.
F.A.O. Schwartz.
Oh, kid at heart.
F.A.O. Schwartz.
Yeah. That would be cool. Yeah, I said Victoria's Secret.
What are you going to do, get dressed?
That's awesome. I'm not even going to try to come back on that. That was awesome. No, I have a thing with you know those panty bins, the ones that are like five panties
discount,
for whatever in
panties.
The front. I secretly, every time I walk by one of those, I want to jump in it and swim around. Like, you know, like Scrooge McDuck when he's swimming through his money. I just want to swim through their panties.
That's a beautiful image, dude.
I can't believe you haven't done that.
Yeah. I know.
Go for it.
I probably would get kicked
out
of the
mall. It's on your bucket list.
Well, not add Victoria's Secret. You get your own bucket.
Yeah. Just buy them and do it at
just
home.
Just buy a bunch of them.
Some friends over.
Yeah. And like I'm raking leaves out in the yard. Just a pile of panties.
Yeah. Fall's here. Fall must be here. Frank's swimming in panties.
I'm going to do that.
Is it autumn already?
Right. They're all colorful.
Right.
So your movie's out right now.
Yes,
it's
Eric.
In theaters. I've been seeing the trailers for it on TV all the time.
Inherent Vice. Yeah, cool, huh? Yeah, Paul Thomas Anderson, one of the
best.
Great men
mm-hmm.
of our industry. Yeah,
and tons of really good people in that movie.
Oh, everybody's in that movie, and everybody was so cool. And, Joaquin Phoenix might be a saint.
Really, why would you say that?
He's sweet. He's thoughtful. He does his homework. He's kind. He's considerate. He's a good actor. He's a nice man. I mean,
so you don't, it's not something like you, when you know you're going to work with him, you know it's going to be easy because he's going to be there and give as opposed to showing up with someone and you're like, oh my God, this guy's horrible.
Actually, Joaquin Phoenix kind of reminds me of you, Eric.
In that,
when you see him on screen, you know, he has that something about him. Where, you know, when I saw you in Runaway Train, he had that something about you. Like, if they did a remake of that, Joaquin Phoenix could play that part, I think.
Well, I take that as a big compliment. I'm a huge Joaquin fan. Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
I think
he's like you. I mean,
thank you.
I loved him, and I thought that I wouldn't like the movie Her. I made fun of it when I was like, oh, please. Yeah. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. I'll never see it. It's so dumb. It was on. I was home in the afternoon. It had just started. I'm like, oh, all right. And I watched it, and I was like, this is really good.
It's so good.
It's so good, and he's so good in it.
Now, maybe this was a misprint, but it says here that for 2014-15, you have like 100 things that are in production coming out.
Eric.
Now, here's what happens. IMDb.com, they put up whenever I'm offered something, they call IMDb and they say he's in our movie. I'm not really in the movie. I'm not in all those movies. But I don't break hearts right away. I just let it go. And so they put it up there as if I'm doing that, and IMDb doesn't check. So it's the truth.
God, I wish they would do that for me. Then you'd pull up my IMDb. I'd be like, look at me. I'm happening. Meanwhile, nothing's happening. I'm here. Nothing's happening.
You're on television. You're on Dish Nation,
that
Heidi.
That is true.
Every single weeknight at 6:30 on Fox 11.
That is true.
You there you go.
Point.
Shameless plug. Speaking of shameless plug, we have our relationship with Keaton Simons and Eric go way back. Eric, he busted into our studio, and I think it was maybe 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it was that long ago because he busted in and says, my stepson Keaton is a musician, and we do Stay or Go. We've been doing Stay or Go for a long time, and he's like, I want you to play his music, so I'm busting in here and play it. So when Eric Roberts busts through the door, you're like, okay, we'll play it.
Amazing.
Hopefully this is good.
Boy, was it.
It was killer, and people people loved you, and you actually were one of the first acts to play our Songfest, which was our showcase for all the new acts.
Killed it.
And it was a great night at the Whiskey a Go-Go. And like I said, that was 2003. That was a long time ago. And you're still, you know, touring and kicking ass. And so, I mean, right here, I mean, people are discovered. Tomorrow's classic rock, the best music of tomorrow is happening right here on the Heidi and Frank Show on Fridays. And so it's so nice to see you again.
It's so nice to be here. I love you guys.
We love you too.
And it's funny. I just played at the Whiskey a few nights ago. A great show. And hadn't been there. I know.
You know what's cool is that, you know, because when you have a kid, and you have kids, so you lucked out, Eric, that your kid is talented. Because what if he's like, "Oh, I'm going to be a musician," and you're like, "Oh," and your kid, "Hey, Dad, can you help?" And you're like, "Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see." What
you're not wrong at all.
You lucked
baby.
Out because it's like, as a parent, I can't even imagine where you're like, "How do I tell my kid that this is not happening?"
Well,
like, this
great,
is not going to happen.
He is my favorite singer songwriter.
Well,
my
favorite,
and it's not because, you know, we have you know, blood in common. It's because he's awesome. I mean, he's
thanks,
awesome,
dude.
Yeah,
it just is.
Yeah, I mean, so you have your guitar sitting on your lap, and we've been anticipating this all morning long.
I didn't come here to mess around.
What's the name of the song you're going to play for us?
I want to play a song called Masterpiece.
Okay.
And because morning radio is like sexy as hell, right? Okay. I mean, you wouldn't think that, but it's sexy enough for this song.
Okay.
All right, here he is, Keaton Simons.
Yeah. All about the way that you kiss my neck early in the morning when we're lying in bed. But last night's tossing and turning got your hair in a mess. It's all about the way that you understand. It's that sweet, sexy way that you hurt this man. Kissing those lips got me feeling real freaky inside. And if you wanna be loved, I've got it. And if you wanna make love, I can do that too. If you wanna be touched in the right way, then baby flip on the light so I can see my masterpiece tonight. By the fire with a glass of wine, a fake fur coat, rose got you looking so fine. Cheers to you, honey, cause you look so money tonight. I am crazy about the way that you shake your thing. Makes me wanna give you a diamond ring. Let's finish what we started, cause girl, you a part of my life. And if you wanna be loved, I've got it. And if you wanna make love, I can do that too. If you wanna be touched in the right way, then baby flip on the light so I can see my masterpiece tonight. I see more and more each day. I need it. I realize our love's just a game. I said I want it. You got me bending over backwards just to catch you on the other side. I'm gonna break it down now. So if you wanna be loved, I've got it. And if you wanna make love, I can do that too. If you wanna be touched in the right way, then baby flip on the light so I can see my masterpiece tonight. I say I got a woman way over town that's good to me. I am. I say I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah, now. And she
closet. I got a woman way over town, but it's good to me. Oh, yeah. You know this one? But hey, pretty baby with the high heels on, you give me fever like I've never ever known. You're just a product of loveliness. I dig the groove of your walk and your talk, your dress, and feel your fever from miles around. I just pick you up in my car and we'll paint the town. So kiss me, baby, and tell me twice that you're the one for me. The way you make me feel, sing it, way you make me feel. You really turn me on, you really turn me on. You knock me off of my feet, baby. Woo-hoo! My lonely days are gone. Hope everybody's singing that out there. Oh, 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 if you wanna be loved, then I've got it. And if you wanna make love, then I can do that too. And if you wanna be touched in the right way, then baby, flip on the light so I can see my masterpiece tonight. A baby, flip on the light so I can see my masterpiece tonight. Oh, baby, flip on the light so I can see my masterpiece tonight.
Keaton Simons, everybody.
I have had chills all over my body.
Chills? I'm wet right now.
Oh, my God, Keaton. I don't even have words.
Keaton Simons, awesome. You can follow him on Twitter, at Keaton Simons on Twitter. And then you're also performing in San Diego this Saturday.
That is correct.
See.
At Lestats.
Oh.
San Diego, it's going to be awesome. Eric will be there.
Oh, my goodness.
For tickets, go to KeatonSimons.com. And
incredible. I don't...
Eric Roberts, thank you so much for coming back in and hanging out with us.
I don't mean to sidestep, but I have to make an announcement because it's a big deal. My stepdaughter, his sister, Morgan Simons, is recently engaged to her girlfriend,
April
Windsor.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Who is a labor and delivery nurse. Yeah, dig that.
So we got,
she's scored.
A chef, right?
Yeah. That's a good score.
No kidding.
Had to bring it up.
Nice.
Labor and delivery nurse.
Congrats. And now we can legally do it, so it's cool.
Who knew?
I know.
Who knew?
Follow Eric at Eric Roberts, and be sure and watch Suits on USA. It returns on January 28th.
Another great show. Get on board with that one on Netflix, too.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming in. Seriously. Anytime.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.